You are going to listen to a woman talking about her fascination with a game you can play on your smartphone. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
For 2 days last week, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to read or talk to people. I certainly didn't want to work. All I wanted to do was stare at little squiggles on a screen and guess which logos they represented. It all started when one of my sons shoved his iPhone under my nose and pointed at 2 excessively curly letters in a blue circle. "What's that?" he demanded. "General Electric," I replied in a flash. This was all it took. From that minute, I was a slave to Logos Quiz, a game that for the past couple of weeks has been the most downloaded free app for the iPhone. It starts off gently with images everyone knows, Starbucks, Facebook, and so on, but then gets harder, tantalising you with tiny parts of logos that you know, but can't quite place. There's the rush of joy on realising that a thin white line with a red surround is part of CNN. A further jolt of pleasure comes with seeing that the 2 black S's that have been eluding you are Hugo Boss. If you get stuck, you can ask for a clue or ask on Twitter. I used to wonder what this microblogging site was for. Now I know. It's to disturb as many people as possible and ask them if they can identify the red swan with the circle around it. I'm aware that I ought not to be pushing this electronic form of crack cocaine to Financial Times readers. If you download this thing, you can say goodbye to work for the rest of the day. But still, I urge you to do so. This is no paper toss or super rat the cheese addiction. It's essential for everyone who is even slightly interested in memory or in branding. The first thing you come to realise is how these logos are tattooed on your brain. There was a study done a few years ago showing that toddlers recognise the McDonald's arches before they know their own names. Another, more recent study showed that seeing the golden arches triggers neurological changes that increase our reading speed. It's not called fast food for nothing. I used to think that this was just a McDonald's effect, so was never terribly worried. I despised the soppy columnists who wrote articles about the pernicious brainwashing power of brands. But now I'm not so sure. Take a blue oblong with the corners cut off. Set it at an angle. I looked at this for about half a second before I found myself yelling "Blockbuster" at my iPad. How did that happen? I've never rented a Blockbuster video in my life, or knowingly walked past a store, or seen any advertising. What was the image doing, lurking there so easy to find when other things, the name of a neighbour or the plot of a novel I've read recently, have vanished altogether? Our stock of logos is so ingrained that they've become part of who we are. So much so that we're taken aback when people close to us don't have the same stock. My younger son was floored by the chunky red K on the yellow background, as he'd never heard of Kodak. For 2 days last week, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to read or talk to people. I certainly didn't want to work. All I wanted to do was stare at little squiggles on a screen and guess which logos they represented. It all started when one of my sons shoved his iPhone under my nose and pointed at two excessively curly letters in a blue circle. "What's that?" he demanded. "General Electric," I replied in a flash. This was all it took. From that minute, I was a slave to Logos Quiz, a game that for the past couple of weeks has been the most downloaded free app for the iPhone. It starts off gently with images everyone knows, Starbucks, Facebook, and so on, but then gets harder, tantalising you with tiny parts of logos that you know, but can't quite place. There's the rush of joy on realising that a thin white line with a red surround is part of CNN. A further jolt of pleasure comes with seeing that the two black S's that have been eluding you are Hugo Boss. If you get stuck, you can ask for a clue or ask on Twitter. I used to wonder what this micro-blogging site was for. Now I know. It's to disturb as many people as possible and ask them if they can identify the red swan with the circle around it. I'm aware that I ought not to be pushing this electronic form of crack cocaine to Financial Times readers. If you download this thing, you can say goodbye to work for the rest of the day. But still, I urge you to do so. This is no paper toss or super rat the cheese addiction. It's essential for everyone who is even slightly interested in memory or in branding. The first thing you come to realise is how these logos are tattooed on your brain. There was a study done a few years ago showing that toddlers recognise the McDonald's arches before they know their own names. Another, more recent study showed that seeing the golden arches triggers neurological changes that increase our reading speed. It's not called fast food for nothing. I used to think that this was just a McDonald's effect, so was never terribly worried. I despised the soppy columnists who wrote articles about the pernicious brainwashing power of brands. But now I'm not so sure. Take a blue oblong with the corners cut off. Set it at an angle. I looked at this for about half a second before I found myself yelling "Blockbuster" at my iPad. How did that happen? I've never rented a Blockbuster video in my life, or knowingly walked past a store, or seen any advertising. What was the image doing, lurking there so easy to find when other things, the name of a neighbour or the plot of a novel I've read recently, have vanished altogether? Our stock of logos is so ingrained that they've become part of who we are. So much so that we're taken aback when people close to us don't have the same stock. My younger son was floored by the chunky red K on the yellow background, as he'd never heard of Kodak.